It's Black Parade with Beyonce on Rise FM mid-mornings. Yes, two-time lucky or third-time lucky, whatever the case may be, we've got Dr. Thibela on the line back with us to chat to us a little bit about, you know, we're all observing phenomenons and we've heard and we're all following COVID news throughout. Dr. Thibela, are you back? Are you with me?
Yes, I'm back.
Oh, okay. So someone wants to know, where in Mpumalanga are you from? That's the question. It's unsigned, unfortunately.
Oh, I'm from
Bushbuckridge. Ah, okay. Nice hot weather there. We were there just earlier this year. Okay, so Dr. Thakgalo Thibela is the youngest doctor in the country, 21 years old, reigns from Mpumalanga, and you've heard now, stand up bush. She's from Bushbuckridge. So is there a relationship, can we say there's a relationship with the weather and the spread or the boost of the spread of COVID?
From my personal experience, I'm not qualified enough to answer this question, but initially we thought cold weather would increase the number of cases and hot weather would lead to less cases, mm-hmm. but we also thought that there was a surge in the number of cases in December, January, but now they're starting to decrease again. So I'm not sure if it's because of the weather or it's because of the curfews that were in place. Because, you know, with other things like steps and all of that, the curfews decreased the number, but now mm-hmm. the alcohol ban has been lifted, we're seeing more step cases coming back again. So I'm not sure if that applies to the virus as well, or are we just handling it better now that we know a little bit more about it. But I'm not really qualified to answer that question.
I'm pretty sure, you know... not a lot of people would be qualified. This is unprecedented times. This is the first time we're all going through COVID. But as you say, you know, in your field of work, you make these observations. And I also think it could be, you know, multiple reasons, as you suggest, alcohol banning, curfews and all that. So research is ongoing in this space, and with emerging data suggesting that, as you correctly put it, we see decreases and increases, but they could be affected by multiple factors. Should we be heeding caution? I know we're heeding caution throughout, but now we're still relatively in good summer weather. And we then hear of possible third waves. And then there's vaccine delays and all sorts of things. Could we perhaps, if you look at the trends, then assume that come winter, we might see another increase?
Personally, again, you know, in winter, we tend to be in closed spaces and we tend to be cramped together. So we see it with like other diseases like TB. If you're in a cramped space and you're with a lot of people, the disease tends to spread faster. Mm. So I'm going to assume that in winter as well, because we're going to be together without masks, talking, laughing, we might see an increase in cases. But we'll just see when the months approach what will actually be happening. But this is just a speculation from my side.
Yeah, suppose with generally, even before COVID, you know, winter season was flu season, as they put it. So with similar symptoms, we can make that relationship or link that relationship. I think people are more interested in the young doctor. So we were having a conversation off air with the doctor because, you know, trying to connect and all. And we're playing Beyonce, and I said, all right, okay, maybe we can cut into Beyonce. Hey, dokotela, what is playing on your timeline? You know, we've been focusing on the stats and the seriousness of what we're going through, but there's also the mental well-being of frontliners such as yourself. What do you do to de-stress?
In all honesty, I just started now in Jan, and it's been crazy. Like, I'm in the surgical department currently, and I won't lie to you, every single day there is someone that tests positive and you're like, oh my God, there are no signs, nothing. And now we have to move patients, we need to swab everyone, we need to make sure no one that was in contact with them is actually infected. So it's actually draining. And now you have to also take care of everyone else. You need to be in theater, you need to do calls. So I'm still trying to find something to de-stress, but currently I literally just get home and pass out because it's so tiring coming to work every single day. But I'm still looking for hobbies.
Talk about being thrown in the deep end, right?
Exactly. You know, I had plans if I had intentions. You know, I wanted to live the life, see places, but clearly it's not happening. And yeah, it's really tough.
Oh man, well, we hope you get to listen to some good music and do some self-care because a good doctor gives good service, right?
Definitely.
All right. So we'll let you go. Thank you so much. I know that you were pressed for time. Thank you for taking the time to chat to us. I don't think this is the last we've heard from you or you've heard from us. We'll be touching base, just keeping up with you and finding out what you're up to in the future. Maybe you would have found a hobby, yoga or something.
Hopefully. Thank you so much for calling.
Awesome.
Looking forward to sharing with you again.
Have an awesome day. That is Dr. Tagalo Thobela, right? Yes. Yo, Mpumi, can you ever butcher it? Yeah, she is from Bushbuck Ridge, and you might have heard about her in the news. She's the youngest doctor in the country. Wala, Mpumalanga. Hey, Mpumalanga. Awusimncane nawe. We're chatting to us this morning. Tagalo Thobela is a doctor, and she was just talking about, you know, general observations in the field that they're in. So, yes, research, emerging data suggests that there is a correlation, and there are, you know, reasons for supporting this. But oksalayo. It spreads regardless. Put on sifonyo sakho, sanitize, social distance, minimize, you know, going into shops and gatherings and all the other things. And let's just work together during this period. Nang Sisco with Incomplete at 10:25 on Rise FM.